The Seattle Public School District has been planning for a new recovery school for students who are trying to stay clean following treatment for drug and alcohol use. It'll be on Queen Anne Hill in the old high school gym building. But some neighbors are concerned about the placement of the school. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld takes a look at the situation through the eyes of those who may use this facility.
When teenagers with substance abuse problems get out of rehab and return to school, studies show it's likely that their peers will offer them drugs within the very first hour. The answer is a separate school for students who want to be around other kids with the same goal. Seattle's new recovery school already has two students enrolled. One is a sophomore we'll call Daniel. He has a red hoodie and a shy smile. He and the other recovery school student are currently doing their classwork in one room at a school across town. Daniel says he's happy with the program and with the teachers.
They help you with school more and stuff. I go to my last school. They're more supportive. More like one-on-one tutoring and stuff. Call your parents and stuff to like make sure you're at school.
He says he's focused on his goals right now.
I know, I just want to graduate early, like 17. I'm on my way too.
And he's chosen a career.
A dentist? Does he make bank?
Daniel says what would make recovery school better is more students, so he has more people to talk to. The school is slated to open in its own building on Queen Anne in February with about 10 students. It's expected to grow to as many as 80 students over time. Seattle Public Schools sold Queen Anne High School decades ago. It's now high-end condos. But the district still owns the school's gymnasium building across the street.
Let's give you a tour.
Melinda Leonard is a vice principal at Interagency Academy. That's a network of 10 small alternative schools for students who've had a hard time succeeding in traditional high schools. The Recovery School is its newest program. It's a partnership with the county's Substance Abuse Division and a local mental health care organization. Today, Leonard is showing Daniel and the school's first teachers around the building.
You guys want to see the downstairs?
Yeah.
What do you think since the last time you were here?
The gym part of this building remains, but the district has turned lobby space and former locker rooms and offices into classrooms, computer labs, and meeting rooms on two floors. Boarded up windows have been filled with glass again, and December sunlight floods the hallways. Leonard imagines the pace of a typical recovery school day.
So it's mid-morning, I imagine it or so, about 9 o'clock. We've finished breakfast and our recovery support hour for the day. Everybody's checked in, and we come downstairs to the classroom area to start our formal part of the academic day.
The school will have chemical dependency and mental health counselors to help kids stay clean, and online classes so students can take a wide variety of subjects with just a few teachers. But the idea of turning this old gymnasium into a high school for kids who've been through drug and alcohol treatment is causing friction in the neighborhood. John Hay Elementary School sits across the street. Some parents at the school and at nearby Queen Anne Elementary say this is no place for a recovery school.
When the person with whom I spoke said it was a school for kids committed to their sobriety, I was shocked.
Christina Economo has a six-year-old at John Hay. She says the district should have consulted the community before planning the recovery school location. On this evening, she and other Queen Anne parents have come to speak at the Seattle School Board meeting. They have about 600 signatures on a petition demanding that the district cancel its plans to put the school in the former Queen Anne High gym.
Supportive of these students, of these programs, but it just should not be 25 feet away from any elementary school.
Economo calls the location a recipe for possible disaster. She points to online descriptions of the students Interagency Academy serves, kids with criminal records or gang affiliations, or students expelled from other schools. She says she's worried that the recovery school students will be drug dealers. Economo says the district has turned a deaf ear to their complaints so far. She says she and other parents are considering pulling their children from Seattle Public Schools if the district doesn't change course. Or they may take other action, like a lawsuit or protesting outside the new recovery school.
I'm hoping the district comes to their senses, that they hear parents and neighbors and community leaders and people across the country and just stop construction on this project, find another location, build a portable, put it on another school site, another interagency site, not across from elementary school.
But Interagency Vice Principal Melinda Leonard says that's the opposite of where a recovery school needs to be. Leonard says studies across the nation show that teenagers fresh from rehab need to be in programs far from peers who might lure them out of sobriety.
Really, in many ways, our sort of effort to find a place for the recovery school that's not near other teenagers in schools, for instance, not in a few spare classrooms in a conventional high school, is to protect them from others.
Leonard says she's been taken aback by the opposition to the school.
I guess I was a little baffled and a little intrigued because I really see this group of students as a group who don't present a threat to anyone. I know that when people don't have all their questions answered, that sometimes all of us can kind of go to a place of fear and worry.
Leonard says while some opponents are worried that interagencies serve students who've committed violent crimes, she says that's just in some of its specialized programs. Other programs serve groups like teen moms or students just at risk of dropping out. The district recently responded in writing to 60 questions from concerned community members. The district wrote that because students at the recovery school are focused on staying sober, it's likely to be even safer than a traditional high school. The district noted that other interagency programs share buildings with preschools. As for sophomore Daniel, he hadn't heard of the controversy. He said he can't imagine there being any problems, though. He said it could be fun for recovery school kids to volunteer across the street, like reading to the elementary students.
I like little kids. I have like cousins and stuff, so I write to them and stuff before.
The principals of John Hay and Queen Anne Elementary Schools have both written letters in support of the new school. And other Queen Anne parents and neighbors say they fully support the location. They've started a counter petition in favor of the school. The district is holding a community meeting about the recovery school on Wednesday evening at John Hay Elementary. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.